Hello, this is Saki, and today we have a special guest. And his name is Pim Hollestola, and he is a graduate student at Sophia University. He's from Holland. Today, we are talking about his hobby. Hi, Pim.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing really fine.
Good. Yeah. And do you have any hobby?
I'm actually not much of a hobby kind of person. A lot of people, they have like a specific hobby and they will always talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
They will do nothing else. I sort of tend to do like a lot of different things, but if there's one thing that I would consider my hobby, then it would be film. I really enjoy watching films a lot.
Film. Why do you like film?
Why do I like films? Well, I guess because it's such a relaxing hobby. It's you can do it whenever you want to. You can just lean back and watch whatever you like, and it's it's really easy. Like if you do, for instance, something else, like play soccer or whatever, then you really have to go out in the mornings and train. But like film, you can just do it whatever you want, and it's for me, it's really relaxing to watch a movie.
Oh, good. What kind of movie do you like?
Well, actually, like a really wide range of movies. A lot of my friends who, when I tell people I like film, they usually sort of expect me to like Italian cinema only, or like really artsy kind of movies. But for me, I really like a really wide range. Like, for instance, last night I was watching Harry Potter.
And then
a week before I was watching some really strange Chinese movie. So it's really random. I like a lot of things. As long as it moves, I sort of tend to like it.
Have you ever watched any Japanese movie?
Yeah, I was actually really, really interested in Japanese movies for a long time. I watched Japanese movies pretty much every day, and I thought it was really, really interesting. Except recently, I sort of started to discover other films, because I was so focused on Japan and on Japanese movies. That was the only thing I watched. And then I found out there was like so many films, like even American films that I hadn't seen, even really famous ones.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I came to Japan this year, it was the first time I saw, for instance, The Godfather, which is like one of the best movies supposedly ever made and one of the most famous ones. But I had never seen it just because I was so focused on watching Japanese films all the time. So right now I'm really trying to catch up, just watching, American movies, European movies, just basically non-Japanese movies. So I really haven't seen Japanese films for quite a long time.
Mm. Which movie do you like the best?
The movie I like the best. That's a tough one. It tends to change a lot, but one movie that I really, really like, it's called Millennium Mambo. It's by a Taiwanese director called Hao Xiaoxian, and it's really a fantastic movie. It's the plot, not much goes on. It's about young people in Taipei, and just basically it's about a couple and they're having some problems. But what makes this film like really interesting is the camera work and the color and the rhythm in the movie. The rhythm is really important. There's sort of like all the way through the movie, there's some sort of like trance music, and that's really what's moving you through the movie. So rather than the plot or some interesting developments, because there are none, you're basically pushed through the movie by the rhythm of the music and by the colors and the rhythm of the camera, and it's a fascinating movie.
And I heard that you studied about films in your university, or
that's right,
minor.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what did you study about, like sound or camera working?
Well, basically, I took a lot of different classes, and they were mostly about international film. So sort of films that compared trends in the U.S. and trends in China and Europe, and that sort of class. And this was really interesting. It really shows like what's going on in different parts of the world, and especially countries like China. There's a lot of things changing really quickly within film. Like within 20 years, it's moving on from sort of really censored movies that were really that really reflect like the opinions of the government to a much more open, diverse kind of movie that much more reflects the ideas of the filmmaker rather than the government, I guess.
Mm.
So this is what's really interesting to me. This is what I've been studying.
Yeah. Do you like any filmmakers?
I really like one filmmaker I really like is Martin Scorsese.
Mm-hmm.
I think his films are really fascinating. His older work, his newer work, it's all really, really good. And then, of course, the Taiwanese director Hao Xiaoxian.
Oh, yeah.
His films, they are really, really, you can recognize his style really really easily. It's really, it's a fascinating filmmaker.
Thank you very much, Pim. Today we have talked about Pim's hobby, about films. This is Saki for What's Up, Setagaya. Thank you, Pim.
You're welcome.